ओम शांति। 12th March 2019 ट्यूसडे। द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम साकार मुरली। मे यू ऑलवेज बी इन द कंपनी ऑफ ट्रुथ सत्संग फॉर बाय स्टेइंग इन गॉड्स कंपनी यू प्रोटेक्ट योरसेल्फ फ्रॉम बीइंग अटैक्ड by any wrong company. No matter how bad the company you are in, maybe your elevated company is many times more powerful compared to them. In front of God's company, that company is nothing. All are weak. But when you yourself become weak, you are then attacked by wrong company. Those who constantly stay in the company of one father, that is, those who are always in the company of truth, cannot be influenced by the color of anyone else's company. Wasteful situations and wasteful company, that is wrong company, cannot attract you. So today's blessing is, may you always be in the company of truth, that's known as satsang. For by staying in God's company, you protect yourself from being attacked by any wrong company. So Baba is saying, no matter where you are staying, how bad the company is, but when you are in the company of Father, one father, all other companies are nothing. But yes, if you become weak, then you are attacked by the wrong company. But if you stay very powerful, then nothing can affect you. And when you stay in the company of the one father, that is, when you are in satsang, nothing can influence you. You are not influenced by the color of anyone else's company. Wasteful situations, wasteful company, that is wrong company, cannot attract you. So when we stay in the company of the truth, untruth cannot attack us. And the greatest truth in the world is one father. In the world also, there's a lot of importance given to satsang. People prefer to go to satsang. They sit in the satsang and they hear many good things. And one thing suddenly they hear and that becomes the life-changing thing for them. So in the path of devotion also, there's a great importance of satsang. Not just the Hindu, but all the religions of the world have stressed on the company of holy people. Even a movement, association with elevated souls can bring a sea change. That's why the importance of satsang is stressed everywhere. Even in our Rajyoga book, out of the four foundations of Rajyoga, one of them is satsang, the company of the highest, the company of the holiest, the company of the truth. And there is no other truth greater on this earth than God Himself. So He is the ultimate truth. He is the final truth. So to be in His company is to become satsangi, is to have that glimpse of truth. So that's why when you are in the company of truth or satsang, many things happen. So Baba is telling us the benefits, the advantages that you get when you are in satsang. And the greatest advantage is that nothing colors you. You remain uncolored by Maya, uninfluenced by Maya, unaffected by Maya. No matter what situation you are in, how wasteful things are around you, but when you are strongly holding on to satsang, you remain unaffected. So that is the first advantage of satsang. What else? When we are in the company of the, when we are in the holy company, what happens? Yes, Arthivin, what happens when we are in satsang? Or anybody is doing satsang, there are events, true stories. There was one Pandit Lekram. He was a very elevated figure in, and who advocated Arya Samaj. And once he was giving one lecture, and in his lecture, suddenly a group of robbers came and sat. And people knew, and the name of that robber was something like Mungla. So that Mungla and his team came and sat in the satsang, in that discourse. And the people who were there around, they knew that this is a robber. And one by one, they started getting up. So this spiritual leader who was there giving lecture, Lekram, he was amazed what has happened, why suddenly everybody has started leaving the satsang. See, after the things were over, class was over, then that robber came up to this Pandit Lekram and he said to him that I want to talk with you. Since you were explaining about karma philosophy and you were saying that whatever one does, you have to accrue the result of it. You cannot escape from the fruit of the karma. Is it true? And that Pandit Lekram says, yes, it is true. Whatever you do, you will have to get the fruit of that. If it is a good, you will get the good. If it is bad, you will get the bad. You cannot escape from it. Then he reveals that I am a robber, I am a dacoit. And what should I do now? Whatever I have done till now is everything bad. Everything vicious. Is there a way of liberation for me? And that Pandit Lekram says, yes, you join this. Start sitting here every day. And gradually, this is a true story, and gradually it is seen or shown that there is a total transformation of personality of that robber. Just by sitting there, listening to the elevated versions, trying to inculcate them, imbibe them, and so on. So, satsang or holy company, you remain unaffected. Personality change happens with satsang. What else? What does holy company do? Yeah. Advantages. What happens? Anyone? When you go and sit in some holy gathering, what happens? Yes. Your stage gets elevated. If suppose, imagine you are very much disturbed. You had a fight with somebody. And in that stage, you go and sit in some satsang. And there's a peaceful atmosphere. There are very good vibes. And the talks are also very melodious, peaceful, musical. So just by going and sitting there, you become peaceful. Nobody has said anything to you. Nobody is teaching you anything. The satsang is going on. You can even hardly hear what is going on sometimes. But then just by coming in that magnetic field, in that orbit of powerful vibes, you become peaceful. So, one becomes peaceful. One more thing, one becomes light. If you are feeling very heavy, just go and sit in some satsang. Rather than taking one book and reading, rather than listening someone, it's best that you change the place. Sometimes when nothing works, you are so disturbed that nothing is working. You have books, you have audios, you have videos, you have Murli with you. You have so many things with you. But the mind has become so much disturbed. In that stage of vexation, once you go out and sit in satsang, even if that is a bhakti satsang, still it will help. Still it will help. Go anywhere but change the place. That's why they say, even in the path of bhakti, when suddenly somebody is assailed by some vicious thoughts, immediately change the place. Go out. What if it is night? Go on the terrace, if possible. See the stars, see the moon, see the night. But don't stay at one place. Immediately change the place. So satsang makes you peaceful. Satsang diffuses the tension. It elevates the stage. And in that satsang, definitely you are going to get something new. Even if the person who is talking is highly inexperienced, according to you, not very gyani, not very intelligent, not very matured, but definitely something will come out from him that will become the life-changing event for you. So, no matter who is giving it, but all the holy versions, all the holy satsangs are helpful. Even if they are of bhakti, even they help. So Baba is saying, always become satsangi. And the greatest company is of one Father, the Supreme Soul. His is the purest company in the world. There are seven types of company one should have. The one is enough. Others are not needed, but still. The first is God. First is God. Stay in His company. To stay in His company means to stay in His remembrance. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, get introverted and remember the Father. Go in solitude and remember the Father at some other place. So staying in the company of Father is the greatest satsang. The second is God's Gyan, His Gyan, whatever Gyan He has given. Stay in the company of that Gyan. That means keep on churning the knowledge. Keep on trying to understand this knowledge. In today's Murli Baba said, this is a knowledge to understand and to make others understand. You understand it yourself first and then make others understanding it. So try to understand this Gyan. There are two words Baba has used in today's Murli for Gyan. First, this Gyan is very deep. This Gyan is very deep. This study, this padhai is very deep. Second, it is very difficult. It is difficult. It's not that easy. You take time to understand this. So this knowledge is very, very deep. This knowledge is difficult also because you have to take time. Without giving time, you cannot understand Murli. Going to Murli class, sitting there and listening something, scribbling out something, or coming out and reading some Murli, scurrily going through it, that is not understanding. You have to spend time, you have to give time, you have to sit with it, try to understand, penetrate every word. So go deep, deep down, and then try to understand it. So his Gyan, staying in the company of Gyan means keep on revising, keep on narrating, keep on relating this knowledge to others. If you have none, you can do it even on phone. Or if you have none, you can ask somebody, what did Baba say this? What is the meaning of this point? What are the deeper meanings of these points? So this is knowledge. So stay in the company of Baba's Gyan all the time. And then souls. There are two categories or three categories: seniors, colleagues and juniors. Those who are interested in Gyan. Your seniors means all dadis and all those who are in Gyan for a very long time. Stay with them, stay in their company, learn from them, get to know their experiences. Or your colleagues, your companions who are equal minded and who are interested in Gyan. Share with them, talk with them, discuss with them this knowledge. And juniors, teach them if they are interested in knowledge. Explain them the mysteries of this knowledge. Explain them the history of this yajna. So staying in the company of others, this is also a satsang. When you stay in the company of souls, staying in the company of highly elevated souls automatically elevates you. You're not doing anything, just sitting there in their company. The master is sitting and the disciples are sitting. The master is not saying anything, the disciples are not asking anything. But the silence of the master is so powerful that all the doubts of the disciples are getting dispelled. Gurustu maunam vyakhyanam, shishyastu chinna sanshaya. It is the vyakhyan, it is the speech of silence. But it is very powerful. Just imagine, this is a diamond hall. And Baba is sitting here. And the whole audience is here. Rather, the whole world is in front of God. It's not just the diamond hall. And many times you must have seen Baba is just giving drishti and doing nothing. And there is a pin drop silence. And that is in fact the greatest speech. Sometimes in between he carries out some spiritual drills. And he doesn't say a single word. He just goes in deep silence. That's it. And in fact, that is the greatest speech. When he doesn't say anything. Because his drishti, his vision, the encompassing vision, engulfs the world. It's so powerful. Souls. And then, audios or sound. When you cannot be in the company of anyone, but you can always hear audios or you can see some videos. That is also a satsang. That is an audio-visual satsang. That's a modern satsang. It's a audio-visual satsang. Because every time you cannot come to Madhuban, every time you are not going to get to meet saints and elevated people. So what are you going to do? But you want to know them. You want to know and understand what they say, what they do, what they speak, what they have in their mind. Their elevated thoughts can reach you through the audiovisual type of satsang. So this is very important. So always make it a point that you listen at least to one class every day. Oh, so many dadis are there. They have given so good classes. Classes of yajna history. So many senior brothers are there. Because listening classes also means that somewhere an attitude of humility is there. You are becoming humble. You are trying to understand what the other person is trying to say. And that also means that you are thinking that I know less, he knows more. Let me try to understand. So this is a great act of humility also. And then, of course, no matter who is speaking, at least one or two points you will get new, which you never knew. And it's not that they are telling something new, everything, but definitely one or two points would be there, which you never ever thought of, which are entirely new. I remember we had a very small class in hospital, and once we were discussing very deep points or something, some topic was going on, and there's one brother there. He's illiterate. He's Baba's child. He's unlettered. He doesn't know to read also or to write also. He comes and sits here and goes, that's it, whatever, one or two words. And his job in the hospital is to carry file from one place to another place. That's it. You cannot give him anything more than that. So he's like that. So he also came and sat, and everybody was discussing, and we were asking what else, what else, what else. All points were exhausted. Everybody said, this is final, that's it. Then he said something new point which nobody ever thought also. It was so new. So every soul has something to teach us. Everyone. So we cannot underestimate, belittle anybody's intellect. So this is a very good satsang. So always make it a point to listen one class. But listening class doesn't mean that you turn it into a bhakti mark. This should not be just what is Baba calls kandra, sweetness of ears. No. When you listen something, listen with a paper, pause, write down the points. Pause. Again, write down the points. Pause. If it is a 1 hour, if you don't have time to sit, it's another thing. But if you have time and you can sit, so let it be played and you sit with your pen and paper and write down few points out of it and then stop it and then close it and then keep it aside. And now you have only points on your paper. Now take these points, go in silence, go on the terrace, go in the garden, go for a walk. And try to revise what you have heard. Now don't stop there. The speaker must have said 3 points and stopped the class. Now you go in and make them 10. You have to work on those, that thing. Don't think that. It is also not that you believe in everything what the speaker is saying. It's not necessary. But then first step is to listen. This is what he has said. Then later on you can say, I don't believe. I don't agree. I disagree to agree, or I do not agree to disagree, whatever you do. That is a later step, but if I try to know. So this is also a sort of satsang. And then books. Books are a great source of learning. They teach us many things. Always be surrounded with good books. You should have a rack, an almirah, a cupboard carrying a lot of books. All the greatest scholars in the world, they all had independent libraries with them. Their personal libraries, and they would stock all the good books in those libraries. So, rather than spending money here and there, spend money to have a big, what you call, almirah or whatever, and keep different books in that. For details of how to keep books in the library, you can go to Kamlesh. He will teach you, Kamlesh Bhai. So one should have a personal library in everyone's home. Even if it is a center, you should have a personal library there. In centers, everything is there, but they don't keep library. But this is a very good concept of having a small library in every center. Every center should have a small library where students can go sit and read Murli, books or something, and then go. And there should be timings, like after the Murli class, and there should be pin drop silence, and there are some rules of library which you can learn what rules to follow and how to maintain a library. So this is a brilliant idea of creating a library. And there should be a table just as you have and chairs around. So whosoever is interested can go and sit there. Because many times what they do, they sit in Baba's room or in that classroom and sit and read Murli. Or some people go in Baba's room and sit read Murli there. That's also a good thing. But it would be the best, because in library you have a table, you have a chair. So you have become little official there. So it becomes official. So it's good. So books. Next, places. Places are satsang. Four holy pilgrimage sites of Madhuban. Fifth, subtle world. Sixth, Paramdham. And seventh, golden age. Out of these seven places, wherever you want, you can go. But go every day. These are compulsory places where you have to go. In Brahmin life, huh? That is satsang we are discussing at present. Not. So. And then last, pictures, posters, visuals, images, statues, idols. Baba says, go and sit in front of Lakshmi Narayan. Picture. And think. Yesterday Baba said, go and sit in front of flowers. And talk with the flowers. So see pictures. Pictures have a very deep impact on the mind. Very deep impact. Both. They can lead to destruction and then can lead to construction. Both things can happen. If they have led to destruction, now let them lead to construction of character. Both things can happen. So, when you are in satsang, you are safe, you are protected, uninfluenced, uncolored by anything which is happening around you. So always make it a point to stay in satsang. Om Shanti.